Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into Bumrungrad Hospital Public Company Limited's Q3 2025 financial performance. We'll be dissecting their earnings report and the strategic moves shaping their success.
Absolutely. Understanding the financial health of a major player like Bumrungrad is crucial, especially in the dynamic healthcare sector. Let's get straight into the numbers and the story they tell, covering everything from revenue growth to operational KPIs.
Let's start with the top line, Q3 2025 total revenue. Bumrungrad reported significant year-over-year growth, showing strong momentum. The quarter-over-quarter performance was also encouraging, indicating that this isn't just a seasonal blip but a solid trend.
That's fantastic to hear. To really understand this growth, we need to look at the different revenue streams. How did inpatient versus outpatient services perform, and what's the split between international and domestic patient revenue?
The report details revenue from inpatient and outpatient services, as well as the crucial distinction between international and domestic patient contributions. While specific percentages aren't provided here, the strong overall revenue growth suggests success across these key segments, with international patients likely remaining a significant driver given Bumrungrad's global reputation.
And how about profitability? Revenue is one thing, but turning that into profit is where operational efficiency really shines. What were the key profitability metrics for the quarter?
Bumrungrad achieved healthy gross profit, operating profit, and net profit figures. Analyzing the profit margins gross, operating, and net gives us insight into their efficiency. We're looking for stability or expansion in these margins, which would indicate effective cost management and pricing strategies.
Exactly. A rising net profit margin, for instance, means they're not just bringing in more money, but they're keeping more of it after all expenses. This sustained growth in both revenue and profitability for Q3 2025 really points to effective execution of their strategic objectives.
Moving beyond the headline financials, let's talk about the operational health. Key performance indicators, or KPIs, give us a granular view. Patient volumes are fundamental, tracking inpatient discharges and outpatient visits shows us the demand for their services.
And then there's the average length of stay, or ALOS. A shorter ALOS can signal efficient treatment, while a longer one might indicate complex cases or areas for operational improvement. It's a delicate balance.
Absolutely. The bed occupancy rate is another critical metric, showing how well they're utilizing their capacity. A high rate suggests strong demand, but it needs to be managed to maintain quality of care. They also track metrics like revenue per patient or per bed.
These KPIs are so important because they directly reflect the hospital's ability to deliver quality care efficiently. Optimized ALOS and healthy occupancy rates demonstrate streamlined clinical pathways and effective patient acquisition strategies.
Precisely. Monitoring these KPIs allows Bumrungrad to identify strengths and address weaknesses, ensuring their operational engine supports their financial and strategic goals. The Q3 2025 performance here likely reflects a continued focus on operational excellence.
Now, let's drill down into what's actually driving this performance. What market dynamics and strategic execution factors are at play for Bumrungrad?
Several factors likely contributed. Success in targeted marketing campaigns, the introduction of new, high-demand services, and favorable economic conditions encouraging healthcare spending are all possibilities. They also need to navigate challenges like competition and currency fluctuations.
It's crucial to understand how they manage those headwinds, too. Agility and proactive cost control are key. And, of course, medical tourism is a massive pillar for Bumrungrad. How are their key international source markets performing?
The contribution of international patients is substantial. We look at trends in traditional strongholds like the Middle East and emerging markets. Bumrungrad likely has specific programs, from concierge services to international insurance partnerships, to cater to these patients.
And maintaining that global appeal requires a strong domestic foundation. How does the performance within the Thai market look? Is Bumrungrad strengthening its position locally as well?
Yes, the domestic market is vital for long-term sustainability. Strategies here might involve enhancing accessibility, offering tailored health packages, and collaborating with local employers. The synergistic performance of both international and domestic segments highlights their diversified market strategy.
Let's shift focus to Bumrungrad's renowned centers of excellence. What updates do we have on specialized service lines like oncology, cardiology, and neuroscience?
An update on these centers provides insight into their strategic focus and clinical leadership. We're looking for news on breakthroughs, adoption of cutting-edge technologies, and new accreditations. These advancements are powerful attractors for patients seeking specialized care.
And beyond the clinical expertise, the patient experience is paramount. What initiatives are in place to enhance patient satisfaction and quality of care? Patient feedback and international accreditations are key indicators here.
Bumrungrad's commitment to exceptional patient care is fundamental. High-quality accreditations from reputable bodies serve as a testament to their dedication to patient safety and excellence. It's this holistic approach, integrating clinical expertise with a supportive healing environment, that truly differentiates them.
Looking ahead, innovation is crucial for efficiency and elevating care. What operational innovations are they implementing, and how is technology playing a role?
Innovations could range from streamlining processes to adopting advanced technologies like AI in diagnostics or expanding telehealth services. These aren't just incremental improvements, they're about transforming healthcare delivery. Their future outlook also involves significant capital expenditures.
Yes, capital expenditures signal a commitment to growth. This could mean new facilities, upgraded medical equipment, or bolstering IT infrastructure. These are strategic investments for enhancing capacity and maintaining a competitive edge.
And what about their expansion plans? Are there new hospital branches, international ventures, or digital health platforms on the horizon? Understanding the strategic rationale behind these developments is key to their long-term trajectory.
Partnerships and collaborations are also increasingly important in healthcare. We should look for any new strategic alliances that leverage external expertise. And the role of digital transformation, including telemedicine and data analytics, is undeniable.
Bumrungrad's strategy likely emphasizes digital health tools for patient engagement and personalized care. Ultimately, these initiatives align with their long-term vision of delivering world-class medical care and fostering innovation.
To round out our analysis, let's touch on their financial prudence and approach to shareholder value. How strong is their balance sheet, and what's their cash flow situation?
A strong balance sheet indicates financial stability. Key items like cash reserves and manageable debt levels are crucial. Analyzing operating, investing, and financing cash flows shows their ability to fund growth and operations.
And for investors, dividend policies and share buybacks are important. Understanding their capital allocation strategy, whether it's reinvestment, debt reduction, or shareholder returns, gives insight into their long-term value creation approach.
Finally, management's outlook and guidance provide forward-looking insights. Based on Q3 performance and strategic initiatives, what are their expectations for the remainder of the year and beyond? This guidance is critical for stakeholders assessing future potential.
So, to summarize, Bumrungrad's Q3 2025 performance shows robust revenue growth and strong profitability, driven by both international and domestic markets. Their operational KPIs indicate efficient resource utilization and high demand.
Key factors like their centers of excellence, commitment to patient experience, and strategic investments in innovation and digital transformation are clearly paying off. They are effectively balancing market dynamics and strategic execution.
The strengths are evident: sustained financial performance, operational efficiency, and a strong global brand. The insights suggest a hospital that is not only meeting current demand but is also strategically positioned for future growth through innovation and expansion.
However, challenges remain, such as navigating global economic uncertainties and intensifying local competition. But these also present opportunities to tap into emerging markets, further diversify patient sources, and enhance digital health services.
In conclusion, Bumrungrad's Q3 2025 results paint a picture of a well-executed strategy. They're balancing clinical excellence, operational efficiency, and patient centricity with innovation and a clear vision for the future.
Their strong financial health provides the foundation for these ambitions, and their disciplined approach to capital allocation and shareholder value is reassuring. Management's outlook suggests a continued trajectory of excellence, solidifying their position as a leader in the global healthcare industry.
It's clear Bumrungrad is not just meeting today's healthcare needs but is actively shaping the future of medical care. A truly impressive performance and outlook.
Indeed. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Bumrungrad's Q3 2025 performance. We'll be back with more insights from the world of finance soon.